Good morning, Dominica. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 8:13 is the morning time, according to the clock on the wall here. I want to say good morning to you. Good morning. The pleasure is mine in the morning to welcome you to The Hot Set, Dominica's most talked about talk show. After much a rumor on the weekend, health officials and the Prime Minister assured the country that Dominica remains COVID-free. There was a lot of rumor on the weekend that we had two new cases, but that was quickly brushed aside. Although indicating that when rapid tests were conducted, these two individuals overseas based were confirmed when rapid tests were taken there on the weekend. But the nation was reassured after other tests were taken and these rapid tests came back negative. Let's listen to Mr. Amida, Dr. Amida. And then the Prime Minister.
Currently, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 is 18. There were two positive cases on rapid antibody testing over the weekend. Subsequently, they have tested negative using the PCR method as per protocol. These individuals are Dominican returnees. They had their negative PCR results prior to their arrival. They have completed their online screening questionnaire and they met the criteria to travel to Dominica. They did not have any clinical symptoms of COVID. On arrival, they did not have any elevated temperature. Currently, they are on mandatory 14-day home quarantine. As per protocol, all visitors coming to Dominica are required to do the following prior to arrival again. PCR testing should be done within 3 days from the arrival date. Just to explain, if you are traveling to reach Dominica this Friday, August 14th, then you must do the PCR test August 11th, meaning tomorrow, and no earlier than August 11th. It is mandatory to upload a valid negative PCR result in order to receive health approval notification.
The issue of the two people who came into the country, as you're referencing, if you come through a legal port of entry, everyone is subjected to a test. Even if you have a negative PCR test within the 24 to 74 hour period, when you get to Dominica, you're also subjected to a rapid test. The two people in question, as I understand it from the report, there was the active presence of COVID-19, which is a rapid test. These two people, one was sent into isolation and the other was sent into quarantine. They were subjected to PCR tests, and the information I have as of last night was that these PCR tests came back negative. This is where we are. I can't give further details on this, but also say that we are taking no chances whatsoever. And it tells you how effective the system works and is working. Nobody is exempted. Nobody whatsoever is exempted from the protocols. We have facilitated Dominicans who go out of the country to come in without a PCR test. Once they come into the country, they go into quarantine and we subject them after a few days to a PCR test. And everyone who comes in with a PCR test is also subjected to a rapid test at the airport. And there are no exceptions for that whatsoever. And we must be able to also verify the veracity of the test that you did in the country where you resided prior to your arrival to Dominica. Initially, there were challenges, as you expect, because people have to be very careful. But I think the system has been improved and the communication has been improved and things are working well. But again, we have to be very careful. There was a very long debate at the cabinet level last week as to whether we should defer or postpone the date from the 7th to another date. But we felt that we had systems in place to allow for visitors to come to the country. We also have been engaging the property owners and setting certain guidelines and protocols that they needed to put in place at their properties, and the health officials had to visit those properties and to certify that they are compliant to those protocols set forth by the Ministry of Health.
Mega deals.
Breaking news out of Calabasas today. Quality clothing, electronics and hardware at low, low, low prices. There's also women and children's clothing. Brand name clothing. Lacoste, Levi's, Alfani, CK, just to name a few. Brand name clothing at low, low, low prices. The big story is in Calabasas, next to the Catholic Church. A mega store. Mega, mega, mega deals. 25 to 50% less than anywhere in Dominica. Visit the website megadealsda.com or contact them 612-1253, both direct and WhatsApp. Deliveries to Roseau, Portsmouth and the Marigot area. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram and our website megadeals.
Mase multinale kute du
Deals.
Breaking news out of Calabasas today. Quality clothing, electronics and hardware at low, low, low prices. There's also women and children's clothing. Brand name clothing. Lacoste, Levi's, Alfani, CK, just to name a few. Brand name clothing at low, low, low prices. The big story is in Calabasas, next to the Catholic Church. A mega store. Mega, mega, mega deals. 25 to 50% less than anywhere in Dominica. Visit the website megadealsda.com or contact them 612-1253, both direct and WhatsApp. Deliveries to Roseau, Portsmouth and the Marigot area. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram and our website megadealsda.com. 25 to 50% less than anywhere else in Dominica. Mega store in Calabasas.
Despite the situation, Asta Fans is still doing its best to serve customers in the best way they can. Our new opening hours at our home and building center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find all the items you need at our one-stop and shop. Building materials, tools, electricals, plumbing, all hardware items with the best prices on island. Foam ply for as low as $80 and even Promix potting soil. Organic seed starting mix, 6-pound bags for only $30. Come check out our new arrival. Gates and fencing, shower glass enclosures, PVC cladding. Come take advantage at Focole Industrial Site, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to place your orders for materials for delivery or pickup. WhatsApp 235-2778. Visit Asta Home and Building on Facebook. Orders over $200 are eligible for free delivery. Delivery days for the North and the East Coast, Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and South, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Pickup available at Focole Industrial Site. Asta Fans, right place, right price.
Hurricane season is here, and Fresh Market is urging you to be prepared in the event of a storm. Know where your emergency shelter is located and prepare a plan ahead of time in the event you need to evacuate. Ensure you have essential supplies for everyone in the family, for home and or shelter. This hurricane tip comes to you from Fresh Market, where you save a lot on all your supplies and hurricane essentials.
Cleaning can be so much easier, can smell so much better, and can be so much cleaner with the use of the Rye disinfectant. Astafan makes cleaning affordable with the best selection of disinfectants available from sizes 450 ml to 4-liter bottles. You can get your house and business clean for a fraction of the price with the top cleaning products from Ozone, Lanier, Asta brands, starting from $5.70 in a wide range of fragrances. Disinfect with disinfectants from your choice supermarket. Asta fans, right place, right price.
Again, According to the health officials and the Prime Minister, Dominica continues to be COVID-free. And they're doing everything necessary. All the protocols, taking all protocols to ensure that we remain that way. On a second issue this morning, it appears that the Prime Minister may be paying attention to the travel advisories issued by the U.S. sometime last week. Did you hear the Prime Minister this morning? In an apparent response to the U.S. advisory, talking of protest action. Listen.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, you know, this is what our citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that if only persons affected is those who are scared. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no air breeder can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature, and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
Let's listen to the Prime Minister again. No, this one.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, you know, this is what our citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that if only persons affected is those who are scared. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no air breeder can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature, and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
Well, the Prime Minister is basically saying, don't destabilize your country. And every time you talk protest, it may be affecting your country. There are peaceful ways of doing it. And the laws will protect you. I'm saying that with a smirk in my voice there. Have you allowed Prime Minister persons to protest or demonstrate, if you will, peacefully, or the police? Let's go to the telephone. Now, at 8:27, I'll be there until 10 o'clock. We have to connect with the ECCB for a special conference this morning there. Hello, talk to me. Good morning. Let's see if we can take this call. Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? Don't know what's going on there this morning. Are you there, caller? Call, are you there? I don't know what's going on. Let's try this call. Hello? Call, are you there? Let's try this call. Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you, yes.
Good morning. This is a lyrical, mystical article original Dan Dadan. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay for now.
Yeah, is anybody was going to protest now for that kind of thing now about people coming to Ireland and prevent them from coming now?
I haven't heard that, no.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what that protest call is about and that kind of thing. Nothing like that. I'm trying to wonder what's happening. But anyway,
nothing is happening.
Whatever, but anyway, you see that kind of thing and people coming back door, and I don't appreciate that. No, I don't appreciate that at all. Everything not right at all, because we have to try to protect our land. All them kind of nation, national coming in Dominica and doing kind of thing. Everything not right. You don't accept them in Guadeloupe or Martinique.
Well, we'll talk about that later. I want to concentrate on just what the Prime Minister is saying at this time. We'll talk about the back door sometime later. Hello, yes?
My brother Matt, good morning.
Good morning. You've been calling for protest action in recent times. The Prime Minister doesn't appreciate it.
Well, Matt, the Prime Minister should always go and sleep and bear in mind that with his style of governance, civil disobedience must be the feature and the order of the day, because it cannot be right. Because, for instance, Matt, that $64,000 and $1 million per annum for house rent and maintenance, he would have slept and dreamed and wake up that every day he expecting a massive crowd to be at the foot of Mount Daniel. And as we speak, for his information, on Friday morning, we will be at the foot of Mount Daniel in protest against the illegal house rent and that $64,000 and $1 million for a whole year, whereas a public servant not making $30,000 for a year. So we, the citizens of Dominica, of course, there is massive cause for civil disobedience for us to be on the road and to say to the world that we are not in support of the reckless money laundering, squandering, plundering of Dominica resources. We are people of Dominica.
But of course, you in a statement that you can hear him saying that indirectly, that you're tarnishing the name of the country.
Well, first to begin, Matt, the architect of destroying Nature Isle of the Caribbean or the world name is Montferrat, you know, Matt. Alireza Zibad Montferrat, with that all sanks and busting and so many. You have Alison Madwike, who embezzled billions of Nigeria money. You have that laundering and squandering in the whole CBI housing program. That is money laundering. The money not passing through checks and balances, through the treasury, through the right means, through via check. So therefore, it is massive money laundering, Matt. And if you check the money laundering laws from England and America and the United Nations, Matt, you will see clearly that what the type of governance in Dominica is massive fraud and massive money laundering. So we will be at the foot of Mount Daniel in massive protest, and Dominicans be ready.
So you continue the protest?
Yes, man, I start to protest with Rosie, you know. Rosie taught me how to protest, taught us how to protest, man. And what Skerrick enjoying, the creme de la creme that Skerrick enjoying, the luxury Skerrick enjoying, is because of our protest action and so on and so forth, you know. So Skerrick have to get that in his mind, in his pipe, and smoke it that.
All right, caller, thank you very much. 8:32, again, we're going to be here until 10 this morning. Let's take a few phone calls. Hello, talk to me. 449-309-5969-7. Hello?
Hello, morning, Matt.
Morning to you.
Matt, who tarnishing the name and the reputation of Dominica more than Roosevelt's care, Matt? When you can have so many, Matt, what are you calling ambassadors?
Ambassadors, yes.
Carrying diplomatic passports of Dominica, Matt, from all around the world, Matt. They have been arrested. They have been to jail. We have Montferrat. We have the one that's sitting down in New York there in jail. I just carried good friend. We have all these people. Even the Americans don't know that, Matt. Who is tarnishing Dominican name more than Roosevelt's carrot and his government, Matt? when you hear them in the House of Assembly, that alone tarnishing the reputation of Dominica, the way they're getting on in the House, what's Kerry doing to Dominica is just pure wickedness. Kerry behaving like a child, a person that did not raise up with. And today he's seeing food in front of him and he just has to dive in the food. Head down and foot up in Dominica food. Who tarnishing Dominica's reputation more than Ruth West Kerry? That Ruth West Kerry, he haven't started to see protests yet. Only Dominica with their stain and playing dead. I don't know what the hell they give us to drink.
8:33 is the morning time. Let's listen again to the Prime Minister. Let's listen to the Prime Minister.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, you know, this is what all citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that the only person is affected is Roosevelt Skerry. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no hairbrayer can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature, and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
The law provides for it. On the backdrop of course, the U.S. asking its citizens not to travel to Dominica because you may experience some protest action. Hello, talk to me. Hi. Hello. Nobody there. You're paying attention to your radio. Hello, talk to me. Good morning. Let's try this call. Are you there, caller? Having some difficulty there with the clients this morning. Hello, yes? Hello? Don't know what's going on. Let's try this call. Hello, yes? Hello? Hello? There's a delay there. Hello? Let's try this call. Sorry, hello? I'll have to get my technician to work on these lines here this morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, your line has some issue, eh?
Yes, I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I call back. Well, now I understood what was happening. Okay, now I understood. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, then.
No problem. Hello, talk to me. 836. Uh-huh. Let's try again. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Pelty, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, but we seem to be having some difficulty
there. Can you hear me, Mr. Pelty?
I'm hearing you, sir. I'm hearing you.
All right. Mr. Pelty, let me say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory calls with humanity. Mr. Pelty. Matt Skerritt is a very, very, very dangerous and destructive element to this blessed land. We need to protect Dominica from Skerritt, and Skerritt need to be protected from himself. So something drastic has to happen to get rid of that level of insanity and that brutality and that deception and and as usual, deflection. I can hear you through the phone, Matt. So since you're hearing me still, you can still hear me, Matt.
I'm hearing you very loud and clear, yes.
All right. Matt, Skerritt is trying to start some civil war in Dominica. Skerritt is, all the people he mentioned, the different organizations, the taxi, the hotel, the tour guide, the vendors. So now these are the people that are going to really try to say, oh, it's protests that are doing the country that. It's the protesters, it's the UWP and it's CCM, whoever. He is a dangerous person, Mark. Because what Skerritt is doing corningly. He's playing smart, but he's not clever. You're not clever enough to fool at least 60,000 people, my brethren. There are intelligent people in Dominica. I am not an educated person, but I believe I'm intelligent enough to see through your lies. So all of a sudden, my brethren, when Mr. Linton was innocently accused, you, Antonio Assafans, committed a crime against yourself and blame it on Mr. Linton. He was doing something peacefully, or did the police protect him, and all your dirty little games, my brethren? My brother, who is the biggest tarnisher of Dominica name? You, Roosevelt Skerritt. And this morning there, you realize, my brethren, you're in trouble. So you're calling DIC, the Council of Churches, you're calling everybody to crack down on protests, but you're not telling them to crack down on you. It's you they have to turn around and crack down on you, no Skerritt. You have everybody afraid of you in Dominica right now. Everybody's afraid of Skerritt. When you hear Skerritt, you think of guns. When you hear Skerritt, you think of a bulletproof car. When you hear Skerritt, you think of a palace in Mondaniel. Matt, let me tell you something in closing, because I don't like the thing. If you're trying to interject, I can't hear you through the phone. So my apologies. But Matt, let me tell you something, my brethren. You see, Roosevelt Skerritt, I like him, you know, because Dominicans are extremely naive and docile and ignorant, a lot of us. And Skerritt is teaching us a lesson we will never forget. And I don't think we will give that leeway and that tolerance to any other politician that come into Dominica. But it's just that the damage will be already done, Matt. So when Skerritt can come and try to make all these different organizations and groups have a problem with protests, what causing the protests? My brethren, the way you run in Dominica, a colleague of mine just said that, you run in Dominica to the ground. Dominicans have been impoverished for 21 years and more. And you, this level of administration, this level of governance, is you that doing it to them. Now you're trying to make them focus on protesters, my brethren. My brethren, you think you are the smartest of all. You may be the richest in the Caribbean, but you can never live a comfortable life. You have to be in fear. You have to be paranoid. You have to have all kinds of things. My brethren, you say people wishing things for you and it happening to them. Don't worry, man, my brethren. Death is sweet to you, and I pray you live long enough to face your judgment, what you're doing to the people of Dominica. Give me your chance, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you. Of course, I heard this very interesting call there from a former police yesterday, and I want to share that with you. A lot of people have been asking for it to be played again. Let's listen to this one.
Yeah, your boy is there hanging in tight and listening to the chaos and confusion that is going in our beautiful country.
You call it chaos and confusion? Yes, go ahead.
Yes, man. You know, if we have to lead, a leader actually leads from the head. I'm a former police officer. I will always speak that way. I don't care whether the critics like it or not. The Prime Minister, first, I would like to comment on the issues of people entering into the country illegally through areas that are not a designated legal port of entry. The Prime Minister is right with regards to his concern for the security of the country and with regards to containing the virus, which can be uncontrolled. And Dominica may have been doing a little well compared to other islands and so forth. But the Prime Minister has set a precedent. And in a time, it is a time of crisis where the government cannot communicate effectively with persons who are already stranded outside and who wants to come in. I am in Germany at the moment, and we are also hearing that England is beginning another lockdown session, and people are concerned. The Prime Minister, during the elections, two elections back, he commented to Dominica people, he told Dominican people that he will not respect the Constitution of Dominica. This is number one. And you have sent a direct message to the very people that you govern, which means that you were leading from the rear. It is coming back to hit you in your face, Mr. Prime Minister. I commented that on the radio during that time. I was criticized for it. But the reality is, it is hitting you now. Now, on the second, you still come back in the recent general election, and you commented and you said to them, come in back door, come in how you want. Criminate everybody, come in. You made Dominica a hellhole. Now it is on your path. You are trying to now lead at the front when you were leading at the rear. It doesn't happen that way, Mr. Prime Minister, and this is your biggest mistake. everything is crumbling on you right now. You built a house and your house is on fire. On the second, so take what you get. On the second thing I would like to comment on is that with regards to the Americans, this is a completely different level. The normal Dominican will not understand what is going on. I am working with the German diplomatic mission with a liaison to Interpol, and I will say it openly. I was in St. Petersburg recently, just after the COVID-19, and I even released a blog, which I have, Mr. Leaks will vlog, will feature in his upcoming vlog, and Dominicans will hear what I have to say. Dominicans, you are in trouble. Dominicans, this is a son speaking to you from Europe. Dominicans, you all are in trouble. Wake up before it is too late. The Americans have been working behind the scenes for a very long time. There is more to that. And Brother Sam Christian, Dr. Sam Christian, we have the experience as ex-military people. You know exactly what you're talking about, and I support you and endorse it 100%. There is so much more to that. And you are going to hear what is going on. It has already started with Barbados. We are going to hear a lot more things coming out next week with regards to the same statement that the United States has made. I will not go any further, but Dominicans, you need to open your eyes now. You have lost this country, and the Prime Minister is using a psychological game. He's putting you through a psychological torture. He's using you to cover his own mistakes. He is using you to correct his own mistakes. The Prime Minister is intelligent, and he is using the layman to follow him and make the rest of Dominicans look like jackasses. You all have to stand up. You all have to put your foot down right now. We have compromised. We have compromised too far. We have compromised too far as a nation for the sake of one man and a bunch of criminals. Mr. Prime Minister, you're now concerned about people coming in back door. Emmanuel Nanton landed with a helicopter at an area that is not a port of entry in plain sight. People recorded it. The man left the helicopter with packages, briefcases, up to this present day and age, Mr. Prime Minister. You have not given the nation any information as to regard how a helicopter landed in the middle of Portsmouth, which is not a port of entry. You said nothing. Reginald Austria, you said nothing. Tony Astafan, you said nothing. All of you all sat and you all said nothing. You all think the Americans are not watching? Well, now it is crunch time. It is crunch time now. I'm sending a direct message to you, the Commissioner of Police. Your men are using unauthorized use of tear gas. Before any little demonstration, you are authorizing your men to go out there and tear gas the protesters, people, peaceful protesters. Corbett, we are teammates. We worked together, and I know that you're a man of discretion. I will say it openly, and I will say it anywhere. I know, Corbett, Lincoln Corbett, you are a man of discretion. And if I would have been given the opportunity to serve again in my land, I would serve with you, because I know you're a good man. Corbett, now is the time. Now is the time, my brother, to prove who you are. Do not crumble down with these guys, because something is coming from these guys, and that is where accountability is going to come in. Dr. Sam Christian, thank you for opening the door. Thank you for saying it as it is. I love you all, my people. I love my people. I love my country. And that is the only concern that rests in my heart right now, is what is going on in our country. And our country is about to head down in a road that most of you who are remaining silent, you all are going to regret it. Now is the time to start asking questions, to start putting things in order, because our house has crashed. Thank you, Matt.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, and this is what all citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that the only person is affected is Roosevelt Skerritt. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect the everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no airbrider can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
Matt, good morning. Good morning. The question, the thing is that the American don't concern or care about the protest action. They know what protest action is. But is the guns and the tear gas the government opening on the protesters? That is American problem. But if you could recall, in Salisbury, they shoot an American citizen in his foot in Salisbury while he was walking on the road. He is an American. He reported to the American. So Americans have to warn their people to don't go to Dominica because Dominica have a problem. The government, not Dominica, but the government have a problem with guns and tear gas. They didn't use the word guns and tear gas, but is that what they meant?
It's 8:49. Hello, talk to me. Oh. Hello, let's take another phone call. Are you there, caller?
Hi, Matt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm here.
Good. Matt, you know, some people like to cry wolf. And when wolf come, I hope they can manage it, Matt. Because before I go on, Matt, I support Mr. Earl Bruno and Blue Blue 100%, Matt. They have said enough, Matt. And Matt, it's time for we Dominicans to rise up against the wicked and the evilness that is happening to us in this country. For instance, Matt, I'm calling from West. Everybody know my voice and who I am. Right, Matt? And they're talking about airport. And then talking about who they're going to start paying off people their money for house and property and everything. And Matt, up to now, the village and the spot where I'm living that this man decided to disrupt and talking about airport, they yet to have a meeting with the villagers, right? They yet to, well, for me, I talk for myself, Matt, they yet to have a conversation with me one-on-one, how much is my property, how much my house was, is a dollar or not, but yet you're talking about paying off people. And Matt, this thing is so disturbing, Matt. It is so hurtful, Matt. You know, and all what this man is doing upon that, Matt. Matt, there's people right now, I'm telling you, that don't even have a cup of tea this morning for them to drink, but you want Dominicans to pay you $64 a month for house rent, for you to live like king and queen. And you don't expect to protest, you don't expect to rise up, Matt. Matt, it's time for us to take all that log in our eyes and see what this man is doing, and to tell this man he's not the Dominican Labour Party, and he have to go. And if it's by protest or what, and for the world to see how much is suffering in this country and for us to get help, we will do it, Matt. Thank you.
All right, somebody saying, morning, Matt, too much attention for Skerritt and yet another distraction when it's up to something. I have a little handbag for 2 minutes this morning. Handbag, the more.
My first pelte, good morning. Good morning pour tout Dominique qui a coûté Q95 right now. Avec ma first pelte, mon coûté est au 7 o'clock news of Newsbell Skerritt. Avec mon canyon Skerritt, car ça, on connaît faire un monde méchant dans la terre. Avec votre cas d'accord pour tout le monde venir play bas devant la porte, mais ça passe à faire un verre en bas. En bas, pas jamais play bas personne dans la vie. Avec mon cas, ouais, où savent taxi drivers souffrent. En économique, ça, vous mettez là, elle vous mettez police pour barrer les gens, elle vous faire les gens aller acheter en loan, elle vous les $64,000, sans, ou pas ça pour $64,000 là, loan là, et banque là, ou pas ça pour, ou les gens Dominique payer, elle vous pas ça payer boss driver, AMF, bas ou l'argent, ou le banque, bas ou l'argent pour barrer nous, pour barrer les Dominique, même si vous avez $2,000 pour chaque cas, ça tape Dominique, ou elle vous Reginald Austrie, zor de bouc ça là, on head Evan Stone qui là qui a défoncé nous hein casse moi même pas même play one low because play où j'ai trop because moi pas qu'à faire mon méchanceté ça là
il a dit stop protest
il a dit nous pas protest comment pas ça protest on pour protest dans le pays ma faire spelte junior on pour protest pour pays à développer pays à dormir non Evan des noms là mettez pays à dormir Evan mon coûte ces noms là house là coûte yo un house là Evan on est house parlement là Evan c'est opposition passe à parler. Certains ne passent pas à parler. On se tue comme stroke. L'autre petit bail là. Et non, où le monde a $64,000 et vous avez toute la canne clap, mais vous n'avez pas ça clap pour. Parce qu'il n'y a pas regardé où. Bref, douvant, bref, glonette. Mais ça qui derrière? Ça qui derrière? Ça passe. Parce que vous dites bref, douvant, bref, glonette. So, où douvant, quoi, bref, glonette là, mais vous ne savez pas comment glonette là. L'éclat qui vient, vous ne savez pas comment vous nous chébi. Il y avait ma face pelletée, mon cali. Parce que si vous avez chance, vous avez fait un peu douleur, mon kéwe.
All right, more. More telephone calls this time, 8:53. We're here until 10 o'clock. We're joining the ECCB at 10. Hello, yes?
Matthias Pilti.
How you doing, man?
Good morning to you, sir.
How you doing, my brother? How you doing?
Doing very well. Let me say good morning to all your listeners listening this morning, whether you're in Dominica or in the wider community. But first, I just want to, based on the preliminary results coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, where the PNM government, headed by Dr. Keith Rowley, narrowly edged out the UNC party yesterday. There's still a bit of contention, but, you know, I want to congratulate Imani's party for having fought a fierce fight and not stealing an election in a wholesale manner like Roosevelt Skerrit and his bunch did on that very dreadful day, 6th of December 2019 in Dominica. So the people of Trinidad and Tobago, as they say, after every election, there will be contention, but I think now it's time for them to come together to build their country. Based on the numbers, Matt, it to me, the preliminary results, as I said, it adds a little value to their democracy in that I am hearing that the PNM got, what, 22 seats?
So very close, very close.
Yes, and in the other part, UNC got 19 seats. Now, in a country like that, man, you can see the opposition is a strong force to be contended with. Unlike Dominica, where you have a government, as I said before, headed by Roosevelt Skerrit, will do anything, and we saw it in plain broad daylight last December, where these guys stole an election in big, broad daylight. And we in Dominica, we saw it, and that is no figment of our imagination. But Roosevelt Skerrit and his bunch will have to pay. But on the matter of this protest action that Roosevelt Skerrit is hiding and cowering behind and calling on some of the organizations to raise their voice, as Mr. Bruno and others are calling for protest action in Dominica for the many, many ills that are affecting us. The latest scandal being that, I'm saying, $70,000 mansion on the hill, Mon Daniel. That illegality on the hill whereby Roosevelt Skerrit imposed himself on the Dominican people by asking Dominicans to pay for a rental of a property which many, many persons believe now to be his own. But because of the Al Jazeera expose, he denied it then. And so now he has to find a way to go wrong so that the Dominican people will not realize the ownership or the true ownership of that mansion at Mon Daniel. Matt, I'll continue to ask the question. What is the interest, or what interest is the people of Mercury, who on paper they say they are the owners of this building, what is the interest in that building to put such of a humongous building at Mon Daniel, knowing fully well that is only a selected few that would be able to rent that property? What is their interest? But that will be unfolding in time. So, on the matter of protest action, Charles Savre is there as a living example, Matthias Pilti Jr. When he held the country hostage in 1979, a question was posed to him whether his demonstrations were illegal or not illegal. You know what Charles Savre said then? It is not a matter of illegality. It is a matter of whether the demonstration was successful or not. And so, Roosevelt, if you don't know the meaning of protestation action, ask your president, your self-imposed Charles Tavre. Ask him. And so, Matt, the time is always right to protest. Once a people in a democracy feel aggrieved, and we have many things that is grieving us in this country where the governance is concerned, then the time is always right to protest. And so, yes, I support Mr. Bruno and everyone who is calling to give maximum coverage for that illegality at Mont Daniel. But finally, before I go, there is an embassy at Mont Daniel where the Chinese are. There is a satellite dish on that building. And I can tell you and your listeners, Matt, from reliable information, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs got a letter from the NTRC folks asking them about that dish, because the NTRC is one board in Dominica that must be involved whenever things of that nature is involved. They have to know whether it is receiving or transmitting, and they have to provide the necessary bandwidth. But I can tell you, Matt, what is happening at the Chinese embassy at Mont Daniel, not even our folks at NTRC knows what is happening. They wrote a letter to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and up till now, they have not gotten a response. We await, Matt. We await. The people of Dominica await. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, the Prime Minister basically saying, you know, go easy on the protest action. You're kind of muddying the waters there, tarnishing the name of Dominica with this protest.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, you know, this is what all citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that the only person who's affected is Roosevelt Skerritt. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no airbrider can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature, and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
Telephone calls. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Matt,
yes.
Border open, right? So Roosevelt Skerritt mustn't talk about hotel and getting tour guide and all kind of thing, nonsense kind of talk. What you have to understand is that you have to stop them kind of things doing there. Because we had Roosie, he was never getting problem when Roosie was there like that, demonstration like that. Neither Peru, you know, it's Charles Savre has doing his nonsense. You know what I mean? Neither the Workers' Party was involved in that kind of thing there. It's only now because of the kind of nonsense he says, that's something kind of nonsense he's doing there. And respect people on the island and stop that Tejas Ben people. Yeah, you have to stop and respect people. Simple as that.
All right, thank you very much. 449, we go back to trying to get a voice note that everybody seemed to be wanting to share this morning as it relates to the statement that the Prime Minister just made earlier. Let's listen to this voice note.
Well, good morning, Matt. I would like to extend birthday greeting. Well, I cannot agree with the PM more to the fact that the DIC, the church groups and whatever other groups, the Christian Council and whatever groups you call, have to be more mature in terms of dealing with the law, because they should hold him responsible for violating the laws and the constitution of the land. So that's where they need to become more mature. But what the PM does, Matt, he uses reverse psychology, and he does that very well. He comes as one that cries for pity. He uses reverse psychology while not even searching his conscience, because I think he has become unconscionable. You know, this dude is a menace to Dominica right now.
But if the Prime Minister don't want people to call for protests or protests, he and his administration needs to conduct themselves in a way to avoid civil unrest. Now what somebody said there earlier, the person was right on point. I was just saying to a friend of mine this morning on my way to work that the Prime Minister is so childish. He's a little boy with a man's body, but the mind of a child. 449-309-596. Let's go back to the telephone. Many phone calls. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, good morning.
To you, sir.
Matt, why doesn't the Prime Minister ask himself a question and do exactly what is right and perfect for the country? Mr. Prime Minister, if you do not want people to go out and protest, you have to operate according to the law of the land. There are laws which govern this country, and there's a constitution, Mr. Prime Minister. So are you telling us, Mr. Prime Minister, that every time you break the law, then we have to say, okay, is so it is, and put our hands in the air, Mr. Prime Minister? If you were in opposition, is that what you would have done, Mr. Prime Minister? Well, Mr. Prime Minister, there are laws for all of us in this country, and you should set an example as Prime Minister of this country to encourage us to abide with the laws and the Constitution of Dominica. Thank you.
Thank you, too. It's 9:06 in the morning. Another telephone call, this time from the diaspora. Hello, yes.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Am I on air?
Yes, you are on air, yes.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to talk to you now.
Wait. Any problem?
Okay. Wait, merci. Matt, I'm going to call handbag. Matt, do you scare it by me? On a paper pour faire la proteste. Il a venu mettre la contisha, qu'on fait comme si he is not guilty. Mais he has done enough to Dominicans. We cannot take it anymore. We have enough. Ou pas qu'à dire, or Prime Minister, quand il fait promises pour mon Dominique, et puis a year is not materializing. 4 times he did call international airport. Jusqu'à maintenant, il a got one slab. D'accord? Il a déjà promis Dominicans international airport ça qui pas qu'à materialize at all. Et puis dit pour moi, scary pour moi, pas venu du pièce quand il a pas donne protest parce que ça va affecter le tourisme et puis le hôtel. Tout ça c'est mati. Tout ça c'est mati. On va protester. Et puis qui est-ce qu'on va nous arrêter de protester? Et puis dit carbone pour moi aussi. Dit carbone. Les photos marquées, il y a waiting on ready to go. Avec les expired tear gas et puis les guns, yo. Nous carrions et puis nous préparons pour eux. Nous carrions les protestes parce que we have enough et puis nous scary to nous. C'est time for him to go.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Check the vote against Hong Kong. Dominica is one of the few Western countries supporting China. Now, Trump made a serious statement as it relates to the future democracy and free enterprise in Hong Kong, given the threat of Chinese vote. Similarly, Skerrit has seriously dismantled free democracy in Dominica and the U.S. is very much aware of it, especially given the large embassy presence in Dominica, given the size of our population and the size of our country. Hello, talk to me, 908. The U.S. paying close attention. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, in 2009, Roosevelt Carey told Dominicans, no law, no constitution will prevent him from going to be registered, or how we put this thing there, as a person not going to contest the election. Well, Roosevelt Carey, no law, no constitution will prevent us from protest. Number one, the constitution afford us the right to assembly anywhere, any place in Dominica, even inside of your yard. The laws of Dominica afford us the right to come and stand up right by your building at Mondaniel to protest Roosevelt Carey. You know that, Roosevelt Carey? Cut the laws properly. We know that. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right. Hello. Talk to me. Hello. Yes?
Mr. Pelzer, can you remember when Skerritt said in Portsmouth, we don't need opposition, paying the opposition is like throwing money, some kind of thing like that, Matt?
Yes, I can't remember what community, but yes, I remember that statement.
I think it was in Portsmouth. Matt, I said it. It was not just a parliamentary opposition. I told the people it was every form of opposition. Skerritt and them tried to close down Q95 for many, many, many years. Tried demonizing Q95. He's coming back again. They had relented. Well, not on Kyrie with, you know, Daryl and them. But Skerritt, you know, he start not mentioning Q too often, look, I'm hearing about. You know, you want to come and discuss and all of that. But Matt, he realizes back is against the wall. And the same reverse psychology the brother is talking about. Matt Skerritt is a man who does not understand nothing logically. Where principle and morality and legality and constitution is concerned. Skerritt is impulsive and irrational. So now Q95, the media, and the protest action have to be used to deflect attention from him who dug himself in a hole and have the country and himself in that predicament where America is sending subliminal language or using subliminal language to say, we're watching you, Mr. Prime Minister, we're watching your country. A subliminal language is something somebody's telling you to make you not get it at the first time. You mm-hmm. might have to dig deeper. It's below the threshold of your consciousness. So, Matt, what Skerritt is doing now is to turn all this try, and as I said earlier, they are going to turn against you, Skerritt. All the different organizations, the taxi association, the church people, the DIC, eventually, all who you're calling on there to focus on the media and protesters, my brethren, is you they're going to come for. My brethren, understand karma, Skerritt. What you sow is that you reap. It might make a bigger circle for somebody else within the cycle of life, and it might make a smaller circle for other people. But you will suffer the consequences for your mischief. My brethren, I love you as a human being, you know. But my brethren, you have gone too far. You have gone to the extreme. That is pure fanaticism, my brethren. Can examine your conscience, my brethren, or your deeds. You may not have a conscience. My brethren, just look at what you have done through the years and what your intentions are. My brethren, I feel sorry for you. I pray that you can be out of this situation alive. So you will sit down and look back and maybe confess, write a book or something, Skerritt. Because I don't wish death on you. People like you need to live long enough to tell the story, my brethren. It's not out of hate. I have cautioned you through the years, and I'm speaking directly to you, Skerritt. My brethren, you know you have done too much, and it seems like you have no soul, no conscience, you're void of these things. Skerritt, I hope a level of sanity can bring about a turnaround in your life. Thank you.
All right, let's go back to the telephone. It's 9:12 in the morning. But before we do, let's take a break, and then we'll come back. This is Q95 in the morning.
Despite the situation,
Asta Fans is still doing its best to serve customers in the best way they can. Our new opening hours at our home and building center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find all the items you need at our one-stop and shop. Building materials, tools, electricals, plumbing, all hardware items with the best prices on island. Foam ply for as low as $80. And even Promix potting soil. Organic seed starting mix. 6-pound bags for only $30. Come check out our new arrivals. Gates and fencing. Shower glass enclosures. PVC cladding. Come take advantage at Focole Industrial Site. Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't forget to place your orders for materials for delivery or pickup. WhatsApp 235-2778. Visit Asta Home and Building on Facebook. Orders over $200 are eligible for free delivery. Delivery days for the North and East Coast. Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays. And South, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Pickup available at Focole Industrial Site. Asta Fans. Right place, right price.
Hurricane season is here, and Fresh Market is urging you to be prepared in the event of a storm. Know where your emergency shelter is located and prepare a plan ahead of time in the event you need to evacuate. Ensure you have essential supplies for everyone in the family, for home and or shelter. This hurricane tip comes to you from Fresh Market, where you save a lot on all your supplies and hurricane essentials.
Cleaning can be so much easier, can smell so much better, and can be so much cleaner with the use of the right disinfectant. Astafan makes cleaning affordable with the best selection of disinfectants available from sizes 450 ml to 4-liter bottles. You can get your house and business clean for a fraction of the price with the top cleaning products from Ozone, Lanier, Asta brands, starting from $5.70 in a wide range of fragrances. Disinfect with disinfectants from your choice supermarket. Asta Fans, right place, right price.
At 9:15. Hello, talk to me. Good morning.
Matt, good morning.
Yes.
Calling from Florida.
Hey, how are you doing, brother?
Yeah. Not bad. How are you doing?
All right.
Yeah, Matt, you know something? I don't blame the Prime Minister too much, you know. I blame him, the people that voted him there for so many years. And another thing we have to try to observe, some of us that say we love our country, we love our children, especially our children, and sitting or standing by and watching all the Chinese, especially in Dominica, and nobody knows under what condition, under what deal. Because if you go back to Erica and you put Maria with it, the amount of funds that came to Dominica for bridge repairs and home repairs and whatever it is, and all we're seeing, the Chinese have projects going on here and there. You know, under what condition, what deal it is, the Dominican people don't know. What about our children's future? The kids coming up and the young people, they will not be able to have any take of Dominica. They need to ask themselves what is going on and find out what is going on. Thank you.
All right, thank you. 916, the telephone calls are coming in here by the minute. 449-3095. Just in case, 449-3096 and 449-3097. Back to the telephone. Hello, yes?
Morning, Matt.
Morning to you, sir.
There seems to be quite a debate starting and commentary after that travel advisory. Well, most of the islands in the Caribbean are protesting, wondering what it's all about. And as I hinted yesterday when I spoke, thing is trying to divert attention when it comes to COVID to other countries and not what's happening in the U.S. because that
Parry, just hold on. I mean, I've been looking at the other advisories to the countries. Have you seen any text there suggesting protest action in the other countries?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got a hint of that from some of his opposition friends who think, like Trump, they get on the same way. So, they don't care about what happens to their own country. All they want to do is get elected, or in the case of Dominica, get scared out and then move in. That's
That's all they're interested in. Skerrit has been saying...
Who wants to get in? You mean the Americans want to get in and take control?
Well, that's the other thing. When you talk about America is watching, and I want to ask them, so what's America going to do? Is it Dominica? You must ask your people...
But America, I mean, from what I gather, you may have a different concept, Harry. America believes in democracy. Why would they want to invade Dominica? Why would they want to invade?
America is watching us. We must be careful. What are they getting at? What are the people who call to your station? Up to this morning, two of them were talking about that. What are they hinting at? What's the point?
Harry, you're a wise man. You're a wise man. 918, hello, talk to me. Hi, talk to me. Yes.
Okay, good morning. What's going on, man?
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. Hey, good man. Just taking it easy. But I stumbled upon an old media release from 2011. Do you remember the spiritual advisor of the prime minister who got in some trouble somewhere around 2011? And you had 22 questions for him?
Yes, I remember that.
And I need you to go and look at those questions you were asking, and you will see the parallel and the similarities with what we are having.
That's about 9 years ago. 9 years ago. I know what you're talking
about.
Yes.
Yes. And you will see the parallel to the situation we face in Dominica today. Isn't it? So, and are we surprised that the spiritual advisor, the police commissioner, the prime minister, and a bunch of the henchmen are from the same constituency and the same community? And don't you guys see that Dominica is being run like a mob and a gang? And, like I said, the psychopathic behavior is going to continue unless this guy is stopped, man. But anyway, look at those questions and you'll see what I'm talking about. You have a good day, man.
All right. 449, that's a long, long time ago. That's about 9 years ago. Maybe I could still find the questions I put to, I think they're passing enough there. Hello, talk to me. Yes? Hello?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Okay, good. From what I'm hearing, it seems like the people are upset that Mr. Skerrit, what is he saying, that basically he will put ammunition on ground, he will put whatever he has to on ground to sort of stop the protesters. Is that what he's saying? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the audio or anything.
You want to hear it again?
I would love to.
Okay, stay on the line. Okay.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, you know, this is what all citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that the only person is affected is Roosevelt Skerrit. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect the everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no hairbrayer can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature, and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
All right, did you hear now?
Okay, Matt, I heard everything he said. Before I say anything, I always want to put this disclaimer out there. I want to make it clear to the Dominican public really quickly, because I know you don't have much time, that I am a laborite and I will die one. Labor is not scary. Mr. Rosie Douglas indoctrinated me into this politics thing, and I will fight the cause in his honor till my last breath. I've made friends along the way, and I admire people to this day, like Honorable Austrey and others. If Mr. Austrey or even Mr. Douglas were to come now and say, Flo, be quiet, trust me, I will immediately do so. I'm too honest to be a crook. What you see is what you get. What I said is what I meant. Now, with that said, I want to say the man is right. He's speaking in his interest. He has guns and ammunition. Good for him. The question is, how badly do you guys want what you want? It's left to be seen. But if you do end up on the road, Earl Bruno, Loftus Durant, Blue Blue, all of you, I want you to know. Please let me know so I can send you food, water, everything that you need while you are on the road. You can't blame people for who they decided to vote for. That's ludicrous. That's their right. Get over it. The problem is, over the years, you guys have been talking too much, letting people know your exact move at the exact time, which last election it was so easy for me to decipher and plan to block every single move that you guys made. Relax yourself, plan in silence, execute in silence, surprise somebody for once, okay? That is all I have to say to you guys. If you end up on the road, let me know. And Mr. Bellot, the utmost respect to you for your apology. Read Jerry George. It takes a man to do that. Matt, have a great day.
Have a great day. So, of course, we'll be wrapping up at 10 o'clock this morning. We're joining the ECCB. A digital dialogue going on there from 10. It's just about 9:24 in the morning. Hello, yes?
Yes, Matt. I am on the B-side trying to see if I can prevent people from leaving or entering the country illegally. So tell the last caller, I need some water to drink, please.
Repeat again.
That's okay. I wouldn't repeat. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. I just tried to get you to re-emphasize. Hello. Talk to me, yes?
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I support so much what the community just said about planning in silence. Although I would like to go in the protest, but I don't want to be a open target. Because if you're going to protest, you don't have to tell the whole world what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. Be clear, congressman, and do things, you know, surprise people. Yeah, that's all I could say.
All right, well, I guess, when you have to make people aware sometimes. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, big man. How are you doing?
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
My guy, Fontaine here, La Plaine. Good morning to the people of the Southeast. Good morning to the people of Daly's Boudica and La Plaine. Matt, I don't want to endorse what, my dear brother, he spoke very well, spoke very elegant. And to the gentleman who called you from Florida, who put a little cup of tea onto it, and I just was forced to call you this morning to just say this. I want you, Matt Peltier, to live long enough to cover the story and myself to live long enough to see that the labor rights stone this government one day. They have to. They will when they get frustrated. I have to live long enough. My children have to live long enough to see the labor rights, Matt. Labor rights. Stone that ministry building when they are fed up because they have put them there. Let them dance to the music. I'm not going to cry for nobody. Let them dance to the music because they have put them there. Man, have a blessed day. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. At 9:26, so we have just about 34 more minutes. A little over a half an hour there. Hello, talk to me. Caller, are you there? No, you're not. Let's move on to this call. Yes?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you. Morning.
Matt, it would be remiss of me if I stayed here in silence and listen to two previous callers talk about if you have a protest, do it quietly and silently. Matt, these are people who they may have left Dominica so long that they are unaware of the culture, the environment, and the intimidation that takes place in Dominica. Matt, maybe they are unaware that the night before the election, we had RSS throwing tear gas at the people at Salisbury and have things in the people at Marigot, Matt. They forgot those things. They forget that the opposition had a meeting. The prime minister went to CARICOM and said there was an attempted coup. They promptly sent RSS to Dominica to intimidate people. It is not that Dominicans have lost their figure. It is that they have been so intimidated by this government, Matt. Now, you go to the opposition leader, for example, Matt, and you have men in military fatigue with SMG, AK-47s, Matt. Matt, we live in a semi-military state. How can people sit down in all honesty and make those kinds of statements? They don't understand the environment because they come in, they vote, and they go back out the same day. What I want them to do, Matt, come into Dominica, spend a month, 2 months, don't go and live at a friend or family member, rent an apartment or a house, connect your water, connect your light, connect your mopping, and then go to the market every Friday and shop. And then come back and tell me how nice it is and how wonderful this government has been to the people of Dominica. I think some of the things that people are not looking at and putting into perspective, man. I can stay out here, yes, I can talk. I can go into Dominica. I can talk. They may attempt to harass me, yes, but these are people who actually live there from day to day, man. You are denied jobs. Man, look at what happened to the guy at the airport. Because he did not arrest Mr. Linton for what? Having cooked food, man. Cooked food that he had. The young man lost his job. He's still at his home. He's unable to feed and support his family. Look at what happened to Dr. Johnson. Look at what happened to Dr. IP. Look at what happened to Dr. Ricketts. These are senior professionals, man. If this could happen to them, man, what do you think? What do these people think? They sit there and they assume that things are nice in Dominica. But I listened to a young person who just got into business. And the person said to me, you think that things, I thought things were bad, but not until I opened this business, I found out how terrible things are in Dominica.
All right, caller. 9:30 is the morning time. Dr. Martin Luther King, how long? Not long.
How long will it take? Somebody's asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men? I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment,
yes, sir,
however frustrating the hour, it will not be long, because truth crushed earth will rise again.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
Yes, sir.
Because no lie can live forever.
Yes, sir.
How long? Not long.
How long? Yes,
because you shall reap what you sow.
Yes, sir.
How long?
How
not long.
Long. How long?
Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes, sir.
Yet that scaffold sways the future.
Yes.
Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. How long? Not long. Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes, sir.
How long?
Not long.
Because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He's trampling out the village where the grapes of wrath are stored.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword.
Yes, sir.
His truth is marching on.
Yes, sir.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat.
Peace,
he is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat.
Yes,
oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
'32. 28 more minutes. I will join the ECCB.
I never will forget one night very late.
9:32. Hello? I'm sorry. Let's take another phone call. Hello, yes?
Bonjour, Matt.
Bonjour,
sir. Bonjour, Dom Michel.
Bonjour.
Où voit comment méchanceté, Prime Minister, la méchanceté?
Il méchanceté.
Il carry both psychology. Eh bien, il voulait cacouiller tout le monde. À présent, il savent, on est taxi driver qui besoin, on est tour guide, on est bus drivers, on est hoteliers, on est this, on est that, on est that. L'aïté, ben, il mette yon ba quarantine. Eh bien, yon te besoin un stimulus pack. Je baye yon. Eh bien, il voulait faire un monde pour yon, puis yon pas ni pour démonstrer. Bible n'y parle contre démonstration. Bible parle contre démonstration. Eh bien, il dit, when the righteous rule, the people are happy. Eh bien, les mauvais, wicked and evil. Rulers rule. Moun ni mal, yo ka plen. O sa don mi ka plen, yo di scary. Ewe pale radio, over radio, ewe ka vini play wek pe, yo ka kouye tout society Dominic, pou vini di, yo ka vini pale kot koun pou yo pan pou demonstrate. Ki wili zyon mo teke vle sav, ki ke fe ou kwe, $64,000 an mwa, right pou ba ou. Ewe uni male we ki ka zyon tepali neve la pli ev hurricane. Nation stay scary. Ewe pati mi de moun, pas mettre peur dans le monde. Ou voulez ou tout seul en top. Avec pride, là où on est la poésie du lait qui montre chair. On y pourrait partir avec. Bonjour.
Hello, yes?
Yeah, Matt, morning.
Morning, sir.
Based on what I heard you played this morning, I kind of like wondering if the world ending tomorrow. You know? So I am asking for people to secure their soul, because what I'm saying is that the church that is founded upon principles that stand up against thievery and deceiving stuff, people that deceive people and liars and all this different stuff. Now you have a liar, a thief, and a deceiver asking the church to stand up against people who will stand up against the same principle that the church is founded upon. So it makes me wonder what is really going on, how you can have a kind of character asking God to help him fight against people that is on God's side. So now, coming to Roosevelt Scarrett needs to understand that he is guilty of trying to massacre Dominicans. That would include myself, because people cannot stand up just for ID cards for voting, which is so reasonable to ask for, like everybody else have, and you send for a whole army to kill people for asking for an ID card just to vote at the polls to have free and fair election. So it seems to me that this Roosevelt Scarrett have a problem with honesty and sincerity and all and truth, because everything that he fights against people for is things that people standing up for, which is basic truth and sincerity and honesty and these things. So what do you want people to do? Start lying to so they can fall in his category? It doesn't make sense. He is a problem to Dominica, and his crimes will not be forgotten, and he shall pay for his crimes. He, Charles Savre, Daniel Carbon, you know what I'm saying? The police force in Dominica, all these people, they have come together and tried to kill Dominican people. And I have already said, and I always stand by that word, if you are standing up for democracy and you are standing up for what is right, and somebody instructs somebody to kill you, my advice is kill them before they kill you. All right, man.
Thank you very much, 937. We're not in the killing business around here, 937. Okay, let's listen again to, of course, the great Martin Luther King. I always remember him saying, silence is betrayal. Listen to Martin Luther King.
A time comes when silence is betrayal.
even when pressed by the demands of inner truth. Men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom and in the surrounding world. And some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony.
Cleaning can be so much easier, can smell so much better.
We must speak with all the humility that is appropriate to our limited vision. But we must speak.
All right, Dominica, let's go back. We must speak. If something is affecting us, speak about it. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Mm-hmm. Just quickly, my brethren. You see, didn't be that call and say she's a labor right, Matt?
Uh-huh.
Darling, you could die a labor right if you want to, but thanks. Matt, I've advised a particular organization to stop alerting the police. If I had my way, Matt, every now and then I would mislead them. I would tell them where I am going to be or where we're going to be, where we will be not, where we will not be. But to tell them where I would be in advance, Matt, it's a little naive and ignorant. It is not wise. And Darren, thanks, you know. And those who are listening who know I suggested that lately, stop giving the police information before you make an action. Matt, and to tell you the truth, were I glad. Matt, you see, you don't see a lot of new voices you hear on your program, Matt.
Yes, yeah, a lot of new voices.
People are waking up, and my brethren, I know you're clever enough, or maybe smart. Not clever. If you was clever, you would not go right where you are. People are waking up, and you understand that. So you're desperate, and in your desperation, you're being extremely clumsy, scary. You want to take up almighty America and talking about, oh, if you want our method and in COVID-19, but you know, they didn't see nothing. You're trouble in trouble. When trouble come for you, scary, China will not be able to save you. Thank you.
All right, let's listen to the Prime Minister and his advice as it relates to protest action.
On the issue of threats of demonstrations, you know, this is what all citizens have to be mindful of. If you go out and read on these talk shows and you say, well, we're going to protest, we're going to block roads, we're going to do this, these things have implications. And people believe that the only person who's affected is Roosevelt Skerritt. No, it will affect the hotels, it will affect the tour guides, it will affect the taxi operators, it will affect the shops, it will affect the everybody in the country. If people don't come to Dominica, the hotels will be empty. No taxi man can make money, no tour guide can make money, no tour operator can make money, no air breeder can make money. So the yachts will be out of business. So we must be very careful about what is our contribution towards this threat of civil disobedience and civil unrest in this country. And this way, the DHTA and the DIC and the church groups and so on must be mature, and to rise to the national good of the country and to play the part in condemning these unnecessary threats of violence and so on. You have an issue, there's a peaceful way of going about it, doing it. The law provides for it.
Seen as suggesting that we have a problem with the overseas line, but we have received a few calls. The overseas line, are you there, caller?
Yes, morning, Matt.
Morning to you, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine, Andy. Okay. Now, Skerritt talking about peaceful. You cannot attack Skerritt peacefully because Skerritt not attacking nobody peacefully, he's attacking you to kill you. So, you cannot attack Skerritt peacefully. And secondly, when Melissa talk about the people come back door to vote for her, nobody never objected her. Everybody agree for that to happen. Now they're talking about people coming back door. We agree with the COVID, we have to be careful. But they invite the people to come back door. That is one, that is it. Yes. Morning.
Morning to you, morning. 9:42, yes? Hello?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, morning.
Good morning to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Mr. Linton and your family. Matt, Scary Cafe, no two bag I don't make. Scary Boy, police, put two in a soul drink. And they put Scary Cafe, say movie. Scary movie. He wicked, he evil, he have all fault for himself. But one day, the Lord will come down on him. Scary, take it easy. Scary, the Dominica is not yours. One day, the bucket bottom must drop down. Bye-bye, man.
All right, it's 9:43. Let's listen to a voice note here.
First of all, this woman started by saying she is a laborite and she will die a laborite, right? And then she went as far as saying if people like Austria would tell her to shut up, she would shut up. But at the same time, want to advise the opposition as to how they should go about and do their protests. Who protests in silence? How could you plan protest action to invite people to protest action and do it in silence? This is crazy. I've never heard that shit in my life before. And tell her she was born a woman and born black, and that's what she should die. Not die a labor.
Not too much time. 9:45. Hello. Hello. I was picking up paying attention here. 9:45. Hello. Yes.
Matt.
Yes.
Gary Cafe put Vita Punupay. He doing everything for us to be afraid of him. We have to go and demonstrate. And when we see police, we must not run. We have to stand up with those police. Stand up, Dominica is ours. It's time for Scary for Scary to go and for us to make Scary be afraid of us. Don't be afraid, Dominicans. Let us stand up for our rights. Let us stand up for our rights. He's doing that for us to be scared of him. No. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. Uh-huh. Yes. Hello.
Morning.
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, Matt.
I'm here.
I want this guy to tell us Dominicans, stop the truth. Why they don't call him doctor anymore? And I want him to also tell the people the truth about this house, the $29 million house. How can you rent in a house from a person and the house is on your property? So we want you to talk the truth. Tell us about how much money that you make in this, the oil that going through the Middle East. With the boats flying Dominica flag. We want to know. Tell us the truth. Stop speaking to the people that will just understand your language you want them to understand. And speak to the people who have a proper mind to make decisions on their own. Talk the truth to Dominicans. Tell us why they don't call you doctor anymore.
Well, I've heard in recent times, I've still heard people call him doctor, so I don't know why we don't hear it as often as before, but it's still around. Hello, talk to me, 9:47. Mm-hmm.
Matt, please, that the travel advisory by America mm-hmm. will be taken in 2 years. Right now, America have the highest among the positive COVID cases mm-hmm. and also we're both in death and numbers. Okay. So I think America issuing travel advisory against Dominica is good for Dominica.
It's a good
thing.
It may
not make economic sense, but it will make health sense, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Because if they come here, we have to test them. We may have to put them in quarantine. We may have to feed them and so on. So I think we shouldn't just take it on a economic sense only, because our people here, we need protection from other people. Also, Matt, I in recent times we have been hearing on WhatsApp the advertisement of people coming together and having large gatherings. Mm-hmm. People, as there was this oldie goldie, look, some lower down the line, there is some, you know, those mass gatherings, I think we should avoid them. We could stay away from those party things for now, let things simmer down further, because we are not out of the woods, not in no way, shape, or form. The big threat is still around. The second round, we don't get it yet. Let's hope it doesn't come around. And also, Matt, the people doing the illegal transit of people from Guadeloupe or to Guadeloupe or wherever, I think that should be halted. I think it's a good call by the chief of police to award people, to reward people for information leading to the captures and maybe successful prosecution of these people. And I think we and every one of us have a responsibility to us and to country to safeguard everyone. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. 9:49. Are you there, caller?
Matt, morning.
Morning to you.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Okay, Matt, something just come to my mind there. Can you remember after deceased Peru died, then Skerrit now stepping into the prime ministership? And then after the saga, people was talking about how Peru was treated. When the Granby people realized how Peru was treated, Skerrit rush up to Granby immediately and give them some money and bluff them, because he realized the people from Granby stood up against how they treated Pierre Charles. Now, when you look at what is happening right now, since after Skerrit became prime minister, Skerrit has never won a fair election since then. So you could see that person had his mind on, because he was never normal. He came into the office and he has never won a fair election, even right now. But what I'm trying to say, Nomad, with all that years you have in government, you have never seen it fit one day and come and address the nation and let them know if they strike, what will be the implication. If they strike, that will happen. He has never come and addressed the country in that. Today, he find it fit. What is his reason for that? I may not know. But today he find it fit to come and say that, because he must have felt something is happening. Now, as I say, Matt, as I always say, everybody have their choice of network, what they watch, and everybody educate themselves. And I always maintain, if you maintain to one station, for example, if you keep looking at CNN 24 hours, it's good to switch to get an objective. What I'm saying is, Matt, every country needs their freedom, and they need to speak. Look at what is happening in America right now. What is happening in America is left to the American people and the president and the police. I care, I get involved in that, but I'm just seeing. But whatever they do, it left to them. All I'm saying is what I appreciate with this country, even while people are in protest, they are also protected by the police. What a country, Matt. It is so amazing. I love that part of it. It shows that they have their democratic rights. Even while they are in protest, they are also protected by the police. Whatever happens, we'll have to deal with them and their president and their commissioner. Even right now, if you look at Seattle, there is so much pressure that the female commissioner there, the police chief there, is making her way to resign. So you can imagine that, Matt? This is just a lesson we have to learn. And Skerrit must stop those kind of things he's doing. Skerrit must give Dominicans their freedom. Thank you, Matt.
All right, 4493095. Let's go back to the overseas line there. Just about 8 more minutes, we'll be joining ECCB. Hello, Tops.
Hello. Mr. Pelletier.
I'm here.
Good morning, and to the country.
Yes.
Here's what I got for the big man who called himself prime minister. Because if he has a problem, he needs to step down legally without any violence and protest like he advising people to. He needs to take his own advice.
Another thing, what he's doing, a gentleman called you earlier on, what he's doing, he's sending out a dog whistle to the DAIC and all these organizations, saying, well, they should do this and they should you do that and whatnot. But it's a dog whistle trying to tell them to stand up against righteous people. But you know what's taking place, Mark? The directive yesterday is what's telling him something. And you said it. The Prime Minister might know more than he's telling you about America putting out that directive. What America is doing is sending him a signal, but he's not taking it. And what's going to happen if he don't take that warning? He's going to, well, he has a price to pay regardless. But if he don't take the warning, it'll be sooner than later. And what America is telling the people, they need to rise up. You got to read between the lines in a lot of these things because they are watching what's going on. And if people don't take action, they will come in and take action. All what he has done, and he's talking about who's tarnishing the country's name, is he has tarnished the country name by giving diplomatic passports to all kind of thieves and criminals. Okay? And what is going to happen, America's going to come down and knock on his door one day because he's messing with America's security. You understand? The entire region, he has done all of that in that region with that CBI program, giving ships from Iran the flag to run and bust sanctions. Them kind of things there. So it's coming, man. That's all I could tell you. It's coming.
Very interesting call this afternoon there. I will also talk about the back door that the security minister, the prime minister, the police commissioner has been talking about in recent times. How much do we know about the back doors and people coming in through the back doors? You might find out more at 1 o'clock. Mr. Corbett, the former manager of the 8 Bank, will be talking to me very, very early this afternoon there on the talk on the block. So stay tuned for that. Hello? Yes?
Yes, Pat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Just briefly, I want to touch on the whole idea of element of a price. I heard a few callers call from, I think, I don't know where they come from, call from, if it's from overseas or where, but I think I heard a few of them talking about we should not give details and position as to where we're going. But Matt, one of the things that we have to bear in mind, that we're dealing with a national crisis, a moral crisis. So we're dealing with a serious finance crisis, a house crisis, a rent crisis, Matt. And therefore, that's a public matter. It's not like we're going to pick it DBS, or we're going somewhere, let's say we're going by the financial center or somewhere. We're going to do a public thing, so we need the public support, and that we have to understand different times and different callings call for different scenario, and that is the reason why. But and we must not believe we have anything against this. We want the police, Matt, to give us security, because it's the police responsibility to secure the citizens of the country. So we're not going to disrupt anything. We are going there peacefully, and we need the people of Dominica to join with us. Thank you.